哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督圣名，大家平安。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, peace be with brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够在这边跟大家一起见面。
I'm very glad to see everyone here.
那我们今天早上来聚会之前，可能大家很高兴。
This morning we all wake up and willing, very happily, try to go to church.
因为今天是安息圣日，大家很高兴的来参加聚会。
Because we know that today is God's holy Sabbath, therefore we come to the church with joy.
或许我们在家的时候，可能吃早餐的时候，孩子不小心把牛奶弄倒了，所以我们就很生气。
Perhaps this morning, your child spilled a glass of milk while eating breakfast, and you might be mad over it.
或许我们开车的时候，有一个人他超车乱超，差点撞到你，你很生气。
Or perhaps some driver tried to pass you, but in an illegal way and make you mad.
或许你到教会来，感觉没有人跟你打招呼，你也很生气。
Or you feel that you come to church, but no one greets you, and you also feel very uneasy.
无论如何，我们已经来到神的面前。
Under whatever circumstance, we are all here in the presence of the Lord.
我们到天父的面前来享受一顿快乐的邀约。
Therefore, we're here for an invitation of joy.
我们来看一段圣经。
Please refer to a biblical verse.
我们看路加福音第十五章。
Please refer to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章从十一节到三十二节，这就是这个父亲要邀请我们到他一个快乐的国度里面去。
Luke chapter 15 from verse 11 to 32 describe a father asking his children for a invitation of joy.
路加福音十五章这些故事我们都很熟悉。
I'm sure we all very familiar with the story recorded in Luke chapter 15.
这里有三个故事。
There are three passages recorded here.
这三个故事都是欢喜快乐。
And all these three passages describe happiness and joy.
并且这个快乐是渐渐的越来越多的。
And this joy was built upon joy.
第一个比喻是饲养的比喻，这个人一百只掉了一只，他只是掉了一百分之一。
The first was the parable of the lost sheep, in which a person has 100 sheep, but then he lost one.
失钱的妇人，她也是掉了十分之一。
And in the parable of the lost coin, there's a woman only, she only has $10, but that she lost $1.
但是我们看第十一节。
But please read from verse 11 on.
路加福音十五章十一节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。所以这是一个人的故事。
Therefore, verse 11, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. So this is a story about a man.
他这两个人都失掉了。
A man who has two sons, and both of them, he lost both of them.
他掉了二分之二。
That is, he lost 100%, two out of two.
但是这个人呢，也是欢喜快乐。
But yet, this man, was still happy.
他不但自己欢喜快乐，他也要邀请我们到他这个欢喜快乐的牛肚大餐里面去享受。
Not only that he was happy, he also would like to invite us to share his happiness.
十一节我们刚念过，说一个人有两个儿子，这个人是一个不变的中心。
This is a central message that there was a man who had two sons.
这两个儿子是可变的一个。绕着这个中心的一个典型
，meaning that this man is a independent variable, whereas the two sons could be changed. Is a dependent variable.
这个人从头到尾都是快乐的。
That is, this man from the beginning till the end are always happy.
快乐是这个故事的一个主题。
And happiness is the central theme of this story.
我们不快乐吗
？Aren't we happy?
在家里面。
In our family,
在我们工作场所
in our company,
甚至在教会里面
or in the church,
如果我们不快乐的话，我们就要来看这个快乐的故事。
If we do not feel happy, and then we should learn about the story of happiness.
我们看第二节，十二节。
Please read verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请把我应得的家产，家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。我们念起来很轻松。
Verse 12, it was just a rather a simple statement.
在当时，这个父亲在当时的地位，当时的社会环境，他会气死的。
We can imagine that under those backgrounds at those time, and it is reasonable for a father to be furious over his younger son, for his son for making such a statement.
在耶稣那个时候的社会里面，如果爸爸在，爸爸还没有死，不可以儿子自动要求说要分财产。
Back in the days of Jesus, it is improper for a son to ask for his property before his father passed away.
除非爸爸自己愿意来分。
Unless the father was willing to divide the property.
或是这个爸爸中风，或是神经病，没有自产的能力了，才可以儿子才可以到那个长老那里请长老来分。
Or maybe if the father was just mentally or physically incapable of managing the properties, and then the son can ask the elders of the area to divide the property.
如果这个儿子自己说爸爸分财产，意思就是说爸爸你这个无用人。
So with such understanding, if the younger son said to his father said that he would like to have his share of the property, he's actually implied that his father was incapable of managing.
在当时爸爸脾气好的话不理他，如果生气起来可以把他带到城门口说这个大逆不孝，用石头打死。
A good father would probably just ignore his son's request, but his father could have brought his son to the city gate and be stoned.
但是这个父亲看起来好像很无能啊，他儿子说要分，好吧，就给你，没有讲一句话，并且把财产分给他们，就是说分给大儿子跟小儿子。
But this father seems to be rather easygoing. Instead of saying anything or do anything, he just say okay, and then he allot the properties to his two sons.
那我们看十三节。
Please read verse 13.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。如果在当时的情况之下，这个孩子又要用石头打死一次。
Verse 13 describes what the younger son did, and for what he has done, he deserved to be stoned again.
如果我们看列王记上二十一章，我们晓得那个敬畏神的约伯是怎么死，那个拿伯是怎么死的呢？
If we refer to the First Chronicle chapter 11, where
拿伯。
Where Nabal, who fears the Lord, and he was punished.
拿伯他家的隔壁就是国王的王宫，国王很羡慕他的葡萄园，但是他不愿意卖，所以不愿意卖祖先留下来财产而死掉的。
We know that the story of Nabal, it was because king wanted his inherited vineyard, and he refused to sell his inheritance, and therefore he was killed.
除非人已经没办法了，在当时的人，耶稣那个时候不可以随便卖祖先留下来财产。这个孩子，他把爸爸所分给他的，无论是动产不动产，全部变卖变成现金，放在口袋里面，这样就走了。
So it was the custom at that time not to sell your inheritance, but this younger son instead sold all his properties and exchange them into cash, and then carry the cash and went along to the city.
在旧约圣经里面也提到过，迦南地是神的产业，不可以随便买卖。
And Bible also tells us that the land of Canaan is the inheritance from God. Therefore, we should not sell it at our own will, according to our own will.
并且这个小儿子他远方去，不是去那边做生意。
And this younger son did not go to a distant country to conduct business.
他是在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
But he was over there squandering his wealth.
这就是说他在那里充老大，有钱就花，有肉就吃，有酒就喝。
He was over there making bad friends and eating and drinking and indulge himself.
这个小儿子分的财产应该是不少才对。
I'm sure that this younger son probably received a good portion of his dad's inheritance.
因为这个人如果在当时看起来是很有钱的一个人。
According to this parable, this man seems to be a rich person.
因为他家有三种当时的工人。
Because at that time in his family, there were three types of workers.
第一个就是雇工。
One types are the servants.
在十七节。
Please read verse 17.
然后他有仆人。
First type is called hired man, and second is called servants.
就是二十二节。
That is in verse 22.
再过来就是二十六节的这个仆人，这个仆人就是奴隶。
And then on verse 26, it recorded the servants, but it's more related to a slave-like kind of servants.
在当时，如果一个家里面同时拥有这三种工人，那这个家是非常大，并且田野很多，是很有钱的人。
Back in those days, if someone's family was able to hire all three types of workers in his house, he must have a lot of land and a lot of business to take care of.
这小儿子就在那里堕落、放荡、浪费资产。
So this younger son squandered all his wealth.
有吃有喝。
And he was having a good time.
当然，朋友一大堆，帮忙花。
And of course, he's got a whole bunch of friends helping him to squander the wealth.
当然，坐吃山空，一下子就吃光了。
And of course, without any legitimate income, any amount of money could be spent very easily.
但是他还是祸不单行。当他耗尽了一切所有的时候呢，那个地方又遇到大饥荒。
And just so happened that right after he squandered all his wealth, there was a famine in the land.
英雄末路，如果那个地方景气好的话，打个工也可以活啊。
If there was no famine, he can probably survive by just simply working for someone.
所以那时候他就穷苦起来，所以十五节说他就去投靠那个地方的一个人。
He became very poor, so on verse 15 he says he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country.
投靠是跟他联合，并且呢。那人就打发他到田里去放猪。
And that person sent him to his field to feed pigs.
打发就是差遣呢。
That he just simply sent him out.
旧约以来，神的工人、神的仆人、先知，都是被神所打发、所差遣，同一个字。
And the same word "send" was used when God sent the prophets to do something.
就是说，无条件的任凭人家的摆布。
That is a authoritative command.
并且他是到田里去放猪。
And he was sent to the field to feed pigs.
猪是不洁净的东西啦。
We know that no one will really like to go near to a swine or pigs because they are rather dirty.
这件事情他爸爸知道，已经马上气死在床上。
If his father realized that his son has gone down to that level, he probably would have had a heart attack.
本来是犹太人洁净的一个民族的一个小少爷，现在去当人家的仆人，不但仆人，而去放猪。
Originally, he was the son of a rich man, but now he's down in the field feeding pigs.
并且他还恨不得拿猪所吃的东西。来充饥。
Verse 16 says he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating.
就是他要跟猪认同与猪。
That he was willing to degrade himself to the level of pigs.
要吃猪吃的东西。
That he would just eat the food that pigs were eating.
但是人家看他还不如猪。
But he was not even able to do so.
所以在这个时候。不但在宗教的情操方面堕落到最不能堕落的地步，他对父亲天伦的这个人伦之间的关系的堕落也是到了谷底了。
Therefore, not only his spirituality has reached the lowest point, his morale has also sank to the place where he cannot be sank lower.
这样的一个人在当时社会是不容许活下去的。
And he was better off dying.
因为 他还不如一条猪。
Because he considered himself no greater than a pig.
所以从他是当一个小儿子，一直到一个放猪连猪不如的一个人，这样的过程是一个他堕落的过程。
So from here, it describes how this younger son from a rich young man into someone who is not even at the level of pigs.
但是他这时候饿得快死了。
And he was so hungry that he was about to die.
他自己说，我要在这里饿死吗？
And verse 16, he came to his senses. He said, well, am I going to die of hunger here?
他不愿意。
And he wasn't willing to starve to death.
这时候他就醒过来了。
And then his sense came to him.
他醒悟过来，他就自己说。
And then he told himself.
哦，父亲里面有很多的雇工啊。
He said, my father has many hiremen.
雇工就是早上来，晚上回去，今天需要你你才来，今天不需要你就不用来，这是雇工。
Hiremen, they were paid based on daily basis. That is, if they have work, if I have work for you, and then you'll come.
家如果有很多雇工的话，那这个家是蛮有钱的。
If a family has many hiremen, it is evident that this family is very wealthy.
并且很。有很多的田地啊。
And they must have a lot of work or field.
他现在想到他父亲家的那么美好的以前。
So he recalled the good days that he had when he was with his father.
其实他父家的美好老早就存在了。
Actually, the goodness in his father's household was always there.
只是他以前人在福中不知福而已。
It was just that while he was in there,While he was in father's house, he failed to recognize that how good it was.
他现在快饿死了，他才想起以前的好处。
Now he was at the verge of death, so he remembered that how good it was in his father's house.
这个浪荡的这个小儿子现在醒不过来，并且他说我要起来。
So he said, I'm going to go back to my father.
说要到我父亲那里去。
And I will return back to my father.
要向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。所以他这句话一定要念好几次。
Verse 18, he says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hiremen.
他回去心是害怕的。
He returned back home with a trembling heart.
一个做错事的小孩回到家门口，你已经晓得他已经做错了。
Was just like a little child who knew that he has done something wrong and was afraid to go back home.
一个小孩子在外面如果做错事情，他回到家那个时刻特别乖。
We know that if a little child did something wrong outside of his house and if he just got back home, he will behave for a while.
因为他心里很害怕。
Because he was afraid that his parents will find out.
这个小孩子回去也不是那么容易的。
It wasn't very easy for this young man to return back home.
因为他父亲的名声被他完全糟蹋掉。
Because he has totally ruined his father's reputation.
以宗教方面来讲，他可以用石头打死，因为他卖了财产。
From the Mosaic and the religious point of view, He deserved to be stoned to death because he sold his father's inheritance.
并且任意放荡浪费资财。
And he squandered all his wealth.
从人伦来讲，他也可以被他爸爸带到城门口用石头打死。
And from the morale of the society at that time, he also deserved to be stoned to death.
所以这样的一个人已经老早要死了好几遍了。
Therefore, he was actually a person that deserved many deaths.
所以他。这些话可能要先讲几遍，不然回去遇到爸爸要讲什么，可能一时想不起来，看怎么办。
Therefore, he proudly practiced that statement several times so that he made sure he was able to speak the right word when he sees his father.
他还是蛮勇敢的。
So he considered a quite brave young man.
醒悟过来，然后就想起，然后就走了。二十节就于是就起来了，往他父亲那里去。
Verse 20 says, So he got up and went to his father.
他爸爸当他离开的时候，老早就一直在惦念他了。
But ever since the first day that this younger son left his father's house, the father had been long for his son's return.
还乡里很远的地方, 他爸爸就看见他。
And in the distance, the father saw his son.
并且就动了慈悲的心, 就跑过去。
And he had compassion for his son, so he ran to him.
耶稣那个时候的犹太人的老先生不容易跑的, 就是不可以乱跑的, 就是说, 因为有年纪大的, 有年纪大的尊严, 大部分都是不轻易跑。
Back in those days, it is improper for old men to run openly in public because that sort of implied a certain degree of disgrace.
就是说年纪大的, 年纪长的, 不容, 就是不能跑, 为什么? 如果跑的话, 就是说失去了他的尊严。
Meaning that you know if an old person still running around like a youth then he would sort of disgrace himself.
但是这时候这个爸爸老爸爸已经顾不得他的面子了，就跑过去。
But at that time, the father could no longer care about the human custom, so he ran to his son.
在他的慈心里面没有什么尊严呢。
Since his heart was filled with compassion, there was really no such thing as human custom.
抱着他的景象, 就是跟他联合, 接纳他,
and he threw his arm around him,
并且连连地跟他亲嘴,
and kissed him.
他亲的是这个要吃猪吃的东西的这个嘴巴,
and he was kissing the mouth that was about to eat the food that's supposed to be feed to the pigs.
所以爸爸先有这个接纳的动作, 先有爱的动作。
So first of all, the father put his arm around him and show his love.
这个儿子看到这个, 他还能够把他刚刚所想的话讲出来, 可见他这个台词不背十几遍以上讲不出来的。
And under that kind of circumstance, the son was still able to speak the statement that he prepared. We can see that the son really practiced a lot on that statement.
儿子远远板板地把他刚刚所想的, 在这里讲出来。
So he just repeat the statement that he prepared long ago.
儿子说, 父亲, 我得罪了天, 又得罪了你, 从今以后不配称为你的儿子。
Verse 21, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and sinned against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
我看他已经背过了, 不然念不出那么好。 我们如果一节经节, 让我们念五六字, 还等一下还是会拉一个字, 拉两个字的。
And we can see that this son must have memorized his statement because it is very difficult for us to repeat something twice without first being memorized.
他说的都是对的。
And indeed, that statement is correct.
他得罪天, 他真的得罪神。
He has sinned against God and against heaven.
不只是说爸爸是那个等于天, 不只是这样子, 而是他真正的卖财产, 任意放荡浪费资财, 去养猪, 这些都是违反律法的事情。
The very fact that he sold his father's inheritance and squandered all the money and then went on and feed pigs, these were all against the Mosaic law.
这时候我们看到他跟刚刚所想的, 虽然背得完全, 但是少了一句啊。
This statement is fairly correct, but it still needs something.
他最后一句没有讲出来。
He didn't say what is the last portion of it.
刚刚他是说, 最后一句说, 把我当做一个故宫, 他这句话还没讲完。
And he was supposed to make another statement, that is, make me like one of your hired men. But even before he said that,
22节,
verse 22,
他父亲却吩咐仆人说,
but his father said to his servants,
爸爸对他的忏悔好像一点都不关心，或是一点都不感兴趣。
It looked that the father showed very indifferent about whatever his son says.
并且他爸爸，他话还没讲完，他就把他话题打断了。
And his father even interrupted his son's statement.
如果我们是这个爸爸的话，
If we were the father,
财产分给你。
And just think that if you give your inheritance to your children,
那是不应该的,
and which is actually improper to do,
并且这个小儿子卖财产也不应该,
and it is also improper for your son to sell his inheritance, He changed them to cash and just spend them at will. And if he uses money to conduct business, and then it is reasonable.
又去放猪,
and then he went on and feed pigs.
要去吃猪吃的东西,
and even to the level of pigs, that he was trying to eat the food of pigs.
饿得快死了,
and at the point of starving to death.
如果你有这样的孩子, 我看也是被气得真的是, 那个, 你要说, 中风不要中风几次,
it is reasonable for a father to have a heart attack if he really has a son like this.
好了,
so now the son returned.
回来至少让他外面站几分钟再进来, 满身臭猪味。
So we figured, well, he probably haven't take a shower for a while, and then he deserved to maybe stand outside for a while.
最少讲他几句, or 以前告诉你不要跑, 现在你跑, 现在回来, 你看这副德性。
And it is also reasonable for the father to say, well, then I told you not to leave this place, but look what happened to you now.
至少让他忏悔话讲完了。
And or at least let his son finish his confession.
这父亲没有,
but this father did not do those things.
他老早就晓得了,
he knew right from the beginning.
他在爱里面完全的接纳,
that he accepted his son in pure and total love.
他也可以说好吧, 你回来观察观察看是不是真的改变了。
His father can also say, okay, you can stay with me for a little bit. I want to see if you really have changed.
给你包吃包穿, 到外面后面去种田,
and his father can say, well, just I'll take care of your food and you can live in my place, but you just have to work for me for 1 year and I'll see if you really have changed or not.
这父亲很意外的, 没有对他讲一句话, 却对仆人说,
but surprisingly, the father said to his servants,
这里的仆人是家里的管家,
and the servants in this phrase is meaning more like someone who's taking care of the household.
这个仆人就像亚伯拉罕差他的仆老仆人去为他的儿子娶媳妇的那一个仆人一样，是家里面很忠心的管家。
And this servant was the same as the servants that Abraham sent to get a wife for Isaac.
所以这个仆人才晓得主人的好袍子放在哪里，戒指放在哪里，鞋子放在哪里。如果普通的仆人哪里晓得主人的戒指放在哪里啊？主人把戒指要藏得好好的。
We make this kind of analogies because this servant knew where to take the robe and the rein of his father.
这个父亲打断了这个儿子的话题，马上接下来的就把全部他所有的来又承认了这个孩子。And
the father interrupted his son's statement and then accepted his son totally.
上了袍子。And
he even put a good robe on him.
要穿这好袍子，当然要他养猪的那个臭衣服要把它脱去，养猪跟要猪跟在一起的这个身体要洗一洗啊。
Of course, before being put on the best robe in the house, it is legitimate for him to remove his old dirty clothes and took a bath.
但这些都是不在话下。
And of course, these are all given.
并且把戒指戴在他头那个手指头上面。
And the father also put a ring on his finger.
这戒指就是印章的戒指。
And this ring represents a promise seal.
如果我们看到创世纪41章42节，就晓得约瑟当宰相的第一件事情就是法老把他的戒指拿下来。Recorded
in
给约瑟。Recorded
in Genesis chapter 41 verse 42, when Joseph was anointed as the prime minister of Egypt, the Pharaoh put his ring on Joseph's finger.
所以这戒指就是 这个父亲的所有的权柄。
Therefore, this ring represents the power and authority of the master.
把鞋子拿来给他穿上。
And he also put sandal on his feet.
在当时只有自由人才可以穿鞋子。
Back in those days, only a free man can wear sandals.
奴隶啦，或是仆人啦，都要赤脚过一生的。
Slave or servants, they cannot wear sandals.
自主人的孩子跟自主人才可以穿鞋子。
Only a free man and the son or the children of free men can wear sandals.
这个小儿子本来变成人家奴隶啦。
Originally, the son was nothing but a slave for a foreigner.
并且是养猪的。
And his duty was to feed pigs.
现在就赶快把鞋子拿来给他穿上，让他恢复他自由的身。
So right now he has sandals on his feet, meaning that he's again a free man.
并且把那个肥牛犊牵来宰了。
And they also bring the fattened calf and kill it.
这是合约和好的一个表现。
And this is a sign for reconciliation.
亚比米勒跟那个亚伯拉罕和好的时候，他们只是这样子而已，就是杀牛犊。
When Abimelech was making peace with Abraham, they did was to kill the calf.
也是接待最好朋友的一个表现。
And this is killing the calf and having a feast also is a sign or represents good friends.
创世纪十八章里面，亚伯拉罕也是这样子杀了牛犊，请三个客人。
On Genesis chapter 18, it records that the Abraham killed the fattened calf to treat the three strangers.
这肥牛犊杀了一只肥牛犊，可以请一百个人了。
A fattened calf can have a feast of up to 100 guests.
所以这位父亲说，我们可以吃喝快乐。
So the father said, let's have a feast and celebrate.
本来是要气死好几遍的这个老年人，现在跟大家说，大家来快乐吧。
Supposedly, he probably would be so mad over his son that he could have a stroke or heart attack, but now he says, let's have a feast and celebrate.
神对待我们曾是这样子。
And this is how God treated us.
当我们受洗的时候，我们穿上了最好的袍子。
The moment we baptized into His name, we were put on the best robe.
我们以前的罪恶被洗净。
And our sins were cleansed away.
我们穿上主耶稣的义袍。
And we were put on the righteous robe of Jesus.
神把得天国基的凭据戒指戴我们头那个手上面。
And the Lord put the rain which represents his heavenly kingdom into our fingers.
那我们能够有权柄得到神的所有的产业。
And so that we also have the power to inherit his kingdom.
主耶稣又赐给我们真理，让我们能够得到平安，得到福音。
Jesus Christ also prepares us the truth so that we can live in peace.
把福音的血穿在我们的脚上面。走福音平安的道路。
And we also will put on the sandals of gospel so that we can walk on his words.
并且神呢为我们摆设筵席。
And the Lord also prepared a feast for us.
就是肥牛犊大餐。
Which is of fattened calf.
这全部都是因为这个父亲的慈心。
And all these were nothing but the mercy of the Father.
与他的接纳。
That his acceptance toward his son.
有接纳才有快乐。
It was this acceptance that bring forth the happiness.
有慈心才有快乐。
It was due to compassion that there was joy.
我们看24节。
Please refer to 24.
因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得，他们就快乐起来。
Verse 24 says, "He was lost and is found," so they began to celebrate.
这是这个父亲快乐的原因呢。
And that was the reason why this father was happy.
是一个死掉的人又复活过来。
He considered his son already died, but now resurrected.
所以他们就快乐起来。
So they were all happy.
快乐是会感染的。
And we know that happiness could be easily widespread.
人家说忧愁的分享是忧愁的减半。
We know that if you share someone's sorrow, you will lessen his sorrow.
快乐的分享是快乐的加倍。
But if you share your joy with the others, then your joy will be double.
在这时候，他们快乐起来，是这个父亲、孩子跟所有听见的人都一起快乐。所以，让我们跟这个父亲一起来快乐。
So this father's joy influenced the others. Therefore, everyone was happy. Because this father demonstrated great love and forgiveness. The story is not... It's still going. And this is only the story of a father. And this is just the halftime recess. The subordinate characters has just retrieved another subordinate character will go on.
我们看25节。 那时大儿子正在田里。 我们念到这里可能会为这个老父亲松一口气。
On verse 25, it says, meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when we read this, we will probably feel good for this father.
幸好他还有一个大儿子没有浪费资财, 还在田里面工作。
Because we will say, well, at least he still has another son who is diligently working for him.
所以这个大儿子一出场呢, 就可能穿着工作服,
So when this older son's entering the scene, you can probably picture someone with a working clothes and very dirty, diligently working.
做到天黑了, 他回家。
And so sunsets, and then he returned home.
他回来离家不远。
And when he came near the house,
这跟他的小弟离家还远的时候, 他爸爸跑去, 这是相对的。
And we can see the contrast of his father see the younger son in the distance, and that the older son returned home and to a near distance.
那他就听见说有作乐跳舞的声音。
And he heard music and dancing.
如果他听见这声音是奇怪的声音啊。
But he began to wonder what are these about?
奇怪了，爸爸今天搞什么？
Just exactly what is going on with my father today?
有跳舞有音乐。
Because he heard music and dancing.
如果你上班回来看到家里情况不对，怎么房子在冒烟呢？你反应是赶快跑进去，你不会说叫我隔壁来说，哎，怪了，我家怎么在冒烟？
If you return from work and you see that your house is on fire, you're not going to ask your neighbor, hey, why is that my house is on fire? But you would rather walk in to your house and see what exactly is happening.
26节这个大儿子蛮奇怪，他便叫过一个仆人来问说，哎，什么事啊？
So since this older son was wondering what's going on, so he asked one of the servants, say, well, what happened?
这大儿子看起来 好像没有办法投入这个家。
It looked like this older son could not share the joy of his father.
他可能为这个家工作很勤劳。
Yes, he worked very hard for his family.
但是他对这个家虽然离得不远, 但是他冷漠地在那边观望。
Even though he worked very hard for the family, but he was more of a diligent worker rather than a son.
他叫一个仆人来问什么事?
Because he asked one of the servants that what was going on.
他不直接进去看看?
Instead of he himself find out.
如果他是那个是真的他家的话, 正常人都会进去的。
And under normal circumstance, you would just walk into the house and find out yourself.
他叫一个仆人来问。
But he called one of the servants and asked him.
他拐个弯，抹着脚来这样子来问，他以为很聪明呢。
So because he thought that by asking servant what's going on, he would find out directly.
他用旁敲侧击的方法来了解自己的家。
I mean, he will find out indirectly. That is, and trying using this indirect method, he was trying to show his wisdom. We know that the servant is in verse 25 is more at the slave level. And he is not consider one of the households.
在希腊文里面，二十六节的这个仆人跟二十二节那仆人是不一样的仆人。
The servant recorded in verse 26 is different from verse 22.
所以那仆人就讲了，说你兄弟回来啊，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，就把牛犊宰了，是这样子的吗？
And so he asked him, and they say, well, your brother returned home, and your father killed a fattened cow for him.
不是啦。But 他的爸爸是说，我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得了。
But was that the reason? Was that the only reason why his father killed the calf? It was because his son returned. But it was rather that his father saying his son was lost, but now is found.
所以他爸爸快乐的原因是死掉的孩子又活过来。
So the reason why his father was happy was because his son was lost.Was dead, but now is alive again.
但这仆人只是看到表面嘛，因为他是外人，所以他讲的也是情有可原的。
But this slave only speak what he sees and what he saw was correct.
一个奴隶，一个仆人怎么晓得这个主人的心呢？
How could the slave understand the attitude and the mind of the master?
所以他只说表皮的现象而已。
Therefore, he was only describe what he saw.
说他只看到表面说啊，那个小少爷回来也没有生病，也没有得什么大病，就这样子了，好好的回来。
So what he saw was that the younger brother returned home in good health, and that was it.
可能只是臭了而已啊。
He probably haven't take a bath for a while, but that's okay.
二十八节，小儿子当然就有生气的理由啦。
And verse 28, the older brother became angry.
所以大儿子他盛气有理。
Therefore, the older brother has the right to be angry.
他生气不肯进去。
And he became angry and was refused to go in.
所以他这个气是堵得很大的。
Therefore, we can see that he was really angry about this.
他年纪可能不小了。
He was probably pretty old.
但是他所做是小孩子的动作。
But we can see that here he act like a kindergarten.
我们教小孩子的话，就会常常小孩子如果他以为他有理，那他又跟爸爸妈妈没有办法反抗，他就赌气嘛，不吃饭嘛，不做这个嘛，不做那个嘛。
We know that little kids, if they thought that they did something right, but the parents misunderstood them, they would refuse to eat or they just sit in the corner and ignoring everybody.
大儿子生气不肯进去了，不肯进到屋子里面，他已经离家在很近了，可能在门口了。
So here the older brother became angry and refused to go in.
赌气嘛。
Because he wanted to let his father know that he is angry.
如果我们是那父亲怎么办呢？
And if you were the father, what would you do?
就想说好吧，让你赌赌看，你在那边看你能够站几天。
And it is possible we'll say, okay, well, you don't want to come in, fine.
有时候小孩子赌气不吃饭，好让你饿几顿。
We know that if our children refuse to eat, we'll say, okay, well, I'll just won't give you any food, then you'll eat yourself.
但这位老爸爸他是出来劝他。
But here, the father came out and tried to make peace with the older brother.
夫妻吵架有时候冷战的时候先讲话那边就感觉很别扭了，好像说我先讲话好像被压得很死了，有点不甘愿了，平辈还是这样子，何况是他是爸爸，他是儿子啊。
Under normal human relationship, if two persons having some kind of a quarrel or misunderstanding, the oneThat first make peace with the other usually is considered the part that has to humble himself.
他爸爸这时候把脸皮拉下来，就出去劝他。
So here the father went out and tried to pacify his son.
不劝没有什么问题，他只在那边赌气而已啊。
It was really no big deal that his older son was just angry over. and the fact that his father was trying to pacify him, and the older son took the opportunity and poured out all his complaints.
他对他父亲说,
he said to his father,
我服侍你这多年了,
that I have served you for many years.
服侍跟那个仆人是同样一个字的字源。
Correction, I have been slaving for you for many years.
所以他把虽然是自己是大儿子是在家里面的大少爷，但是他把自己当成仆人了。He is
the firstborn, the older son, but yet he used the term a slaving for you.
所以他在家里面是少爷的身份，但是是仆人的心态。
Therefore, even though he has a status of the son of the master, but yet his attitude was like that of a slave.
这个仆人的心态不是服侍的心态，而是奴隶的心态。
And notice that he used the word a slaving instead of a serving.
他说我在你家做牛做马替你这样做这么多年了。
He says, I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
并且呢，我没有违背过你的命令哦。
And I have always followed your commands.
他是夸，这些都是夸耀自己。
And he was boasting of his good deeds.
夸功，自己夸完了功，然后箭头指对的巴巴拉，说，指对他的父亲说，你并没有给我一只山羊羔。
And after he has justified himself, and he said, yet you never gave me even a young goat.
山羊羔，一只小山羊羔。 看那个参考书是说，差不多70 cents而已了，还不到一美金呢。
A young goat at those days only worth 70 cents, not even $1.
就是说，连那个吃一个冰淇淋都还不够了。It's
not even enough to buy an ice cream cone.
没有给我一美金去买个冰淇淋，跟我的朋友一起快乐。
So we can rephrase this statement to be, oh, you never even gave me a dollar so I can eat ice cream with my friends.
所以他的快乐是建筑在物质方面的。
Therefore, the happiness of this, or the joy of this older son was built upon material things.
他爸爸的快乐不是这样子的。
But the joy of the father was different.
他爸爸的快乐是灵命上失而复得的快乐。
The joy of the father was more from the fact that his son was lost, but now is found. And his father's joy had to do with the growth of spirituality. The happy and joy that this older brother seek after was nothing but mere a young goat to be celebrated with his friends.
他夸了自己，批评了爸爸，现在箭头针对了这个可恶的这个小弟。
So after he has boasted his good deeds, and then he criticized his father a little bit, now he's about to make complaints about his younger brother.
三十几，他说，但你这个儿子。
Verse 30 he says, but this younger son of yours,
我们如果隔壁的人好来好去，他们说，哎呀，你的公子怎么样，龙子怎么样，如果生气起来吵架了，看你那儿子得这不德性。
Usually if we try to referring to the children of a good friend of ours, we were using proper terminologies, but if we having quarrel or mad at this person, we will say, oh, look at this son of yours.
他没有说我弟弟耶。
He did not even say my younger brother.
他离这个家，离这个父亲，离这个小弟，那心有多远呢？
We can see that his heart was really far away from the family.
好，你这个儿子，何娼妓吞进了你的产业。
And he says, but this son of yours who has squandered your property was prostitutes.
这是含血喷人啊。
And we know that this statement has is not backed up by any evidence.
伪造文书，他乱讲话。
And this could be a pure lie.
不是这样子的。
This is not the case.
我们刚念到的是说，这个小儿子在外面是任意放荡、浪费资财。
All we read in the previous passage was that this younger son squandered his wealth eating and drinking and happy.
好了，坏就跟他讲得更坏。
But this older son, in addition to all those, he added a few more.
他现在又把娼妓搬出来了，这个是大儿子自己想出来的，他小弟没有这样做。
So here he says, squandering your property with prostitutes. But there's no evidence to prove that the younger son did spend the money with the prostitutes.
并且没有把他的全部的吞进了他的财产，没有啊，只是如果在当时来分财产的话，小儿子分到三分之一而已啊。
And also he says has squandered your property, but notice that the younger son would only take one third of his lawful property.
好啦。 那他一来了，你大卫他宰了肥牛犊了，所以这样又返回了骂他爸爸一通。你这个老头子根本就没有公义啊！And
then he came back and say, "Oh, your son, your younger son has done all these, and now you still kill the fattened cow for him." Meaning that he was complaining that his father is not righteous, is not justice. So it doesn't have any justice.
在这个时候，一家三口人里面，这个大儿子他讲他最好了。
So this older son considered himself the good son.
他是做牛做马在那里拖在那里磨，为了这个家。And
he worked very hard for the family.
那这个小弟乱来。But
the younger son just didn't do anything right.
这个爸爸没有公义，眼睛瞎了。And
the father is not just, and his eyes are blind.
我们看到这样的一个人，如果小儿子被爸爸气死一次，这个大儿子爸爸气了十次还不够。So
so even though that the younger sons could cause the old father heart attack a couple times, but this older son could cause his father 10 times more of heart attack.
如果有坏的孩子在外面为非作歹，爸爸在家里面可能心里挂念难过，但是有时候还比较好一点。Sometimes
it is better. Well, if a father has a son that is outside the house and doing kind of bad things, the father will worry.
但是跟这样一个讲话尖酸刻薄的，看起来好像很用功做事的这样的人处在一起的话，早晚早也看，晚也看，这样的相处是一大苦啊。Even
though this worry could bring forth a certain kind of distress, but it is rather more stressful to live with someone who seems to work very hard and very loyal to you, yet his heart and mind is totally away from you.
31节。Verse 31. 父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在。刚刚这个大儿子出来的时候，并没有叫一声爸爸呢。”
See, when the older son saw his father, he did not say, "Father."
29节，他对他父亲说：“我服侍你多年，他一出来就把我摆出来。”And
verse 29, he started the statement, like, "As all these years, I've slaving for you."
但是，他没有这样说，爸爸。He
did not say, "Father."
对自己的小弟也没有说小弟，说你这儿子。
He did not use the term brother to refer to younger son, but rather he said, "This son of yours."
如果你是这爸爸的话，你想说，你也不认爸爸，也不认弟弟，那算了。So
if you're the father, you can say, "Well, if you do not acknowledge me, who is your father, nor you acknowledge your younger brother, then forget about it."
但是这位父亲出来接下的话，跟他说：“儿啊，我常和你同在。” 这么温馨，这么温柔的叫他是儿子。But
here, verse 31 says, "My son," the father said, "You are always with me."
他说：“我常和你，你常和我同在。”
You're always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
And everything I have is yours.
你怎么那么想不开？
Why is that you could not think through this?
一切所有家里面都是你的， 你要杀牛也可以，杀羊也可以。
Everything you have, everything I have is yours. I mean, you can have fattened calf or young goats, anything you want.
在家天父的家中有各样的恩赐让你在那边享受。
In the heavenly kingdom, there's all kinds of blessings for you to enjoy.
你为什么老是躲在外面不进来？
Why is that you always hiding outside and refuse to come in?
为什么以为假装你那么用功在做事？
Why is that you pretend that you're working so hard?
虽然你在做事，但是是存着奴隶的心啊。
Now you are working very diligently, but with the attitude of a slave.
当然你自己被自己局限了。
And of course, you set your own limits.
在天父的家中有各样的恩惠。
In the household of God, there's all kinds of grace and blessings.
你可以尽量享受。
And you should go out and get it and enjoy them.
天父一切所有都是你的。
Everything that our Heavenly Father has is ours.
你还计较那么一只小山羊羔吗？
And why do you even bother me for a little young goat?
所以这个大儿子实在是想不开。
So we can understand that this older brother really cannot think through this all matter.
虽然住在父亲的家，也不认识父亲的家。
Even though he was living in his father's household, but he do not consider himself a part of it.
这父亲再次的提起他快乐的原因。
So again, this father remind the reason why he can always be a constant joy.
只是你这个弟弟啦，他这边再次的提醒他，这是你的弟弟哦，他死而复活，死而又得。
Verse 32, he says, but we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again.
所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
And was lost and is found.
所以理当欢喜快乐，这个父亲又邀请我们一次到他欢喜快乐国度里面。
And because of this, we had to be glad and celebrate. And here, the Father again invite us into His joy.
这就是快乐的邀约。
And this is the invitation of joy.
这个父亲说实在的，如果以事实来讲，这个父亲要中风好几次，如果气死的话，气死好几遍了。Under
normal circumstance, we would not be surprised if the Father had suffered from more than 10 heart attacks.
但是他从头到尾都是不变的。
But from the beginning of the passage till the end of the passage, this father always has the constant joy in him. Therefore, in this entire story or passage, we know that the main character is not the younger son, nor the older son.
小儿子不是我们学习的榜样，大儿子更不是。
We certainly cannot learn from the younger son, and of course we shouldn't also learn from the older son.
这要告诉我们的，就是要像这个父亲一样有接纳的心。
But we should learn from this father who has a heart of acceptance.
他接纳了小儿子。
He accept his younger son.
他接纳那个放荡的小儿子。
And he accept his lost younger son.
他更接纳了这个大儿子。
And he also accept his older son.
接纳这个赌气自义的大儿子。
He accept this older son who was a self-righteous person.
所以这个父亲看起来是无能。
So We might first think that this father is really incapable.
小儿子要分财产就给他。
And if when his younger son asked him for properties, he just divided to him.
小儿子说啊，你这个人无用了，没有用，财产给我。
And
他也承认了。
And he is literally saying that his younger son saying, well, father, I don't think you're capable of managing your money, so why don't you give me my share?
大儿子赌气侮辱他。
And when his older son got mad at him and insulted him, he still accepted his older son with an open heart. We might thought that in the beginning, we might thought that this father is quite is very incapable, but actually, he is a very capable person. He's capable because he is complete. Please refer to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, what is being perfect?
我们可能听过很多的完全的道理，言语的完全，思想的完全，行为的完全，各方面服事的完全。
We have heard numerous sermons about perfection. We must be perfect in speech, in love, in conduct, etc., etc.
完全是什么?
But what is a perfection?
我们看路加福音6章36节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 36.
路加福音6章36节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 36.
这是同样一句话。跟马太福音5章那边是同样一句话。
This is the same statement as what we read in Gospel of Matthew.
Luke chapter 6, verse 36.
Here it says, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Therefore, perfection is mercy.
没有爱就不完全了。
Without love, and then you are not complete. And with love, you can be perfect. Please also refer to James. Chapter 2.
雅各书2章13节.
James chapter 2, verse 13.
雅各书2章13节
James chapter 2 verse 13
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判怜悯原是向审判夸胜所以在这个故事里面这个父亲是有怜悯的
Verse 13 it described that mercy triumph over judgment. Therefore the entire passage of the parable of lost son the father demonstrated true mercy.
所以这个完全的父亲也是一个夸胜的父亲
Therefore, this perfect father is worthwhile being a boast of his perfection.
他向审判夸胜
And he triumphed over judgment.
小儿子应该打死好几次的
The younger son really deserved to be stoned many times.
因为这个父亲的怜悯慈悲所以得胜了
But because the mercy of the father, the younger son was able to triumph over judgment.
大儿子是在门外的。
And the older son was standing outside of his house.
因为这个父亲的怜悯夸胜了。
It was also because the mercy of the father that he triumphed over judgment.
当我们有怜悯的时候，我们就能夸胜。
If we have mercy, then we could be victorious. We can claim a victory over the world. We can claim victory over evil and sins. Because we know that evil and sin all fall, they all fallen under judgment. Let us enter this happy kingdom of the Father. Let us have a merciful heart. Let us triumph over the world. Let us claim a victory over the earth. Over judgment. Let us live a victorious life with love.